Today we'll address the requirement of mefulash as a criterion for Rishis HaRabim. So we noted in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Vav that talks about Rishis HaRabim as Sratya Platya and Mevos HaMefulash and Rishis HaRabim. The Gemara never lists mefulash as an objective criterion for Rishis HaRabim. Mefulash appears there as an adjective in describing mevos, describing roads or alleyways that lead into Rishis HaRabim. But the Rishonim seem to take mefulash as a more objective criterion of Rishis HaRabim. So take a look again at that Rashi on Erevin Daf Vav that we've been to before. Rashi Erevin Daf Vav Amalas Dibur Hamaskel Rishis HaRabim Mashma Rachav Sheish Yisrei Amo V'ir Shemetsuyin Ba Shishim Ribo V'ein Ba Choma. I'm going to read without the parentheses, which is Segirsa Lefaneinu. Shahaya Rishis HaRabim Shala Mechuvan Mishar Lashar Shehei Mefulash Dome LeDigle Midbar. So Rishis HaRabim has to be Mechuvan Mishar Lashar, has to be, we'll translate Mechuvan for now as straight from gate to gate, from side to side of the city, which is Mefulash Dome LeDigle Midbar. So Rashi defines, or Rashi describes, mefulash as being mechuvan, as being straight. As you could have said, as we'll see perhaps another Rishonim, that mefulash just means it doesn't end. You could have mechuvan could mean straight. It could mean not necessarily straight, but without any impediment towards movement from the beginning of the road to the end of the road. So maybe this is mechuvan because I can start over here and end over here, and there's nothing impeding my movement, even though the road is not straight. Or, as we'll see another possibility, it could be mefulash just means that there's no dead end. So even if I have something that curves at a 90-degree angle, as long as it doesn't end at a dead end, maybe that is mefulash. So Rashi uses the term mechuvan, which sounds like straight, at least for the moment. The Ritva writes that as well, Shabbos Daf Vav Min Aleph, Dibur Maskel Ezer Rishis HaRabim, Mechuvan Mishar L'Shar, which we'll translate for now, is straight from one gate to the other gate, from one side of the city to the other side of the city. Ramban and Daf Nun Tes, Mefulash B'Shnei Rashim, U'Mechuvan Ad Chutz HaMedina. So it opens up on either side of the city, and it goes straight till outside of the Medina. Lashon HaRashba in the Avodas HaKodesh, the beginning of Shar Gimel, referring to Digle Midbar, Pischein Mechuvanim Zek Neged Zeh, that the openings, the doors, were open opposite each other in the Midbar. Okay, that's what Rashi writes here, that Mechuvan is Dovid Digle Midbar. Mechuvan is Mefulash, and the model for that is Digle Midbar. Even though, again, that's not the fairish anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara tells you that Tesai Nam is Dami Didigli Midbar. The Gemara tells you that Eina Makura is Dami Didigli Midbar. The Gemara never mentions Mefulash as a requirement that's Dami Didigli Midbar. Rashi says the model is Digli Midbar. The Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban and Daf Nun Tes says Mefulash and Mechuvan. He doesn't say Dumya de Digle Midbar. If you look in the footnote in the Ramban over there, footnote 268, so there he discusses whether they're possibly not going to meet between Rashi and the Ramban. If it's Dumya de Digle Midbar, does it have to be straighter than if not? Is that where we know Psach and Mechuvan from? You could take a look at that Ha'ara in the Ramban. It is interesting.
Is it Daf again?
That's Nun Tes Amud Aleph in the Ramban. It is interesting that Rashi seems to give more weight in general in a few contexts to the notion of Dumya de Digli Midbar, or views certain halachos that we don't have in the Gemara explicitly as a function of Dumya de Digli Midbar. So in addition to Mefulash / Mechuvan as being based on Digli Midbar, if you take a look at Rashi and Daf Kaf Beis Amud Beis, that's in the sugya of Asur Rabin and Mevatel Nechista that we'll have to get to after the Yomim Tovim. The Gemara there says that Malos Umordos Sheberitz Yisrael, the plains, the peaks and the valleys in Eretz Yisrael, Ein Chayavin Alei Mishom Rishos Arabin. So the peaks, the valleys in Eretz Yisrael are not considered a Rishus HaRabbit. Rashi writes, so the Gemara says that's Dumi Zigli Midbar. The reason that Malus and Mordas Beretz Yisrael is Ein Chayavin Alei Mishus Arabin, but 10 lines from the top, Levisha Ein Ankidigli Midbar. It's not the way it was in the Midbar. Rashi writes, She'ein Ankidigli Midbar De'eretz Chalaka Haisa She'hanan Mishavasa. That the Midbar was flat. When Meneso in the Midbar, they were standing, residing on flat land, because the Anani HaKavod would flatten anything in their path. So Rashi says that the requirement of Malos and Mordos being excluded from Rishus HaRabim, what are we learning from Digli Midbar? That bumpy terrain or non-flat land isn't Rishus HaRabim, because that's not the way it was in the Midbar. The Ritva there seems to argue in Rashi. The Ritva says, if that's the point, that it was flat land, then what's unique about Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says, Malos and Mordos, Eretz Yisrael, is Ein Chayav and Lemishis Arabic. And Chutz Laaretz, it sounds like you are Chayav. There's something unique about Eretz Yisrael that kind of terrain is not considered a Rishis Arabic. So if the point is simply that in the Midbar everything was flat, why should there be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz? So the Ritva argues in Rashi. The Ritva says, no, that far we don't learn from Digli Midbar. We don't learn from Digli Midbar that a Rishus HaRabim has to be flat. So what's unique about Malos and Mordos? Malos and Mordos, said the Ritva, because it was lo nicha tashmishai, because it's not easily traversable, because you can't walk easily on mountains or in valleys. So Yeshua wasn't moser those areas to the Rabbim, and that's why it's not Dumi Digli Midbar. Dumi Digli Midbar is that in the Midbar, everyone had access to all the area that they were traveling through. Wherever Bnei Yisrael camped, everyone had equal access. So Rishus HaRabim has to be a place where people have access. So in Eretz Yisrael, the areas that were bumpy, that were not even terrain, Yeshua didn't give over to the Rabbim, and that's what's not Dumya de Digle Midbar. So this is just in parenthetical, but Rashi seems to expand the Dumya de Digle Midbar here more broadly to exclude any non-flat land from being a Rishus HaRabim. And also to note another Rashi in Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph in Erevin, sorry, in Shabbos, Dibur Maskil Chayavin. So there Rashi writes that the reason you need Delosos Nulos Balayla. The reason you need doors to be locked Balayla in order to be Mazu Tilton on the Shesha Rabin is Dimit Digle Midbar, Shudera Pasua Kolsha. It was an area that was open that had constant access at every time. So Rashi understands that Midbar is also the model for Delosos Nulos Balayla in that sense. But back to our local issue here, Nogelin Yanenu, is that according to Rashi, it sounds like Mefulash means Mechuvah, and it has to be straight. So it should follow, according to Rashi, if you have a road that goes at an angle like this, that's definitely not straight, that's definitely not a Shisa Rabim, the L shape. But how straight would straight have to be? How Mechuvah would Rashi require a road to be in order to be considered a Rishus Harabin? So the most extreme formulation of straightness that we have in Rishonim is in the Me'iri.
In that case, then, it seems like Rashi and the Ritva also, when he's quoting, they mean that the Sha'arim should be Mechuvah, right?
Right.
In that example, actually, the Sha'arim might actually be Mechuvah.
Well, no, you have a Sha'ar here, and you have a Sha'ar here.
The rule stops?
This is the end of the city. So the city, let's say these are the city limits. This is the border of the city. Right? So I mean, our context here is a road that goes from one end of the city to the other. So this is the border of the city. So this road begins at this exit to the city and ends at this exit. But it's in an L shape.
Okay, fine. But
so according to
if that was connected, like it was a, I don't know what shape that is, but if it was connected, meaning that gap at the middle,
right?
If that was connected to one, if that was one road,
right?
Would the Sha'ar and the Sha'arim was once one exit, one entrance on the left and one exit on the right,
right?
Would that technically be Mechuvanim?
So it would mean that the road would have to extend from one exit to the other exit, wherever those exits are.
And it does, meaning, do you see what I'm talking about?
Where's
the middle part of it, where it goes into the curve?
Yeah.
Right? So this, meaning you see where that break is over there in the middle?
Yeah.
So that would be connected, let's say, yeah.
See this over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be connected to the other part of the road.
Where's the other part of the road? Here, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a road where you enter the road over here. This is the entrance to the city.
Okay.
It goes.
Right.
And it goes like that.
Right.
Right. So it's a connected road.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is the exit to the city.
Right.
So this is definitely not straight.
Right.
But this Sha'ar and this Sha'ar are Mechuvan.
Right. So that's the question. Does Mechuvan mean? So Mechuvan may mean that it has to be straight from one Sha'ar to the other. That you have to be able to go straight from here to here, and if it curves, that's not considered straight.
Right.
So in Rashi, it's not clear.
What Dov is trying to ask also is that, like, could you find a shita that says that it's dafka not about whether it's straight or not, but if the two gates are not parallel, which is a little bit of a weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's irrelevant. You just need the two gates to be parallel to each other.
Right.
Like,
well, you need a road.
The
Shisarabim would be the road that goes from gate to gate. If you don't have any road in the middle, that's not going to be
a Shisarabim. No, of course, you need a detaching thing.
Right.
It's really irrelevant how many curves it does, but the two are vice versa. You know, it's as real, you know, whatever. I mean.
Again, so the options are that it just has to connect from one end of the city to the other. It doesn't make a difference where or how much it curves, or that it has to be straight, or that as long as there's no dead end in the middle, then that would be Rosh Hashanah. So the most extreme formulation of Rishonim in terms of not allowing for curvature is in the Me'iri. Rosh Hashanah always defines Mefulash / Mechuvan based on the Me'iri, but the way he says it is not exactly verbatim the Me'iri. The way Rosh Hashanah says it is Mefulash, meaning Mechuvan, straight, Mishar Lashar, Lishon Ikum Klap. That goes straight from one end of the city to the other end without any curvature. So that's a paraphrase of the Me'iri. The Lashon, the Me'iri himself, writing the Me'iri is in Erevin. Well, there are two Me'iris. There's a Me'iri in Shabbos Avav and a Me'iri well, the three Meiris actually. The Meiri on the Mishnah in the Erevin Davav, the Meiri here on Davav. There's also Meiri in Erevin, in addition to the Beis HaBechira, which is the standard Meiri we have in most Masechtos. There's also the Chidushi HaMeiri in Erevin, which Simcha Zissel, the Chavan Rosh Hashiva, has an annotated three-volume edition of, which I believe we have in the Beis Medrash downstairs. So there's a Meiri in Beis HaBechira, the Meiri in the Chidushi HaMeiri. The Meiri that I'm quoting now appears in the Chidushi HaMeiri, doesn't appear this way, but this is how the Meiri in the Beis HaBechira writes, both in Daf Beis on the Mishnah beginning of Masechta and on Daf Vav. So on Daf Beis he writes, Methulash v'Beis Rashav, so it's open from both ends, Ad sheyuchal Adam lav or lav b'yosher, such that a person can travel, can traverse the path straight, below Ikov without any impediment. So the road is open on either side, so that you can go biyosher below Ikov. And the Meiri in Davav in Erevin has a lashon of below shum Ikov, without any curvature. It has to be straight. Now, it's still difficult to believe that it means absolutely 100% straight. The Meiri himself has a lashon that Efshar l'shisarabim shetelaket b'melaket or hitni. You can't measure a shisarabim with a precise measuring device. You can't just cut it exactly. So it can't mean that's the Meiri Shabbos davav and alf. It can't mean that it has to be mamish straight. And Rabbi Bloy points this out also in his Nesivos HaShabbos. I think it's in the first parak, the Rosh Hasharabim parak Ha'ara Ches. In the Sefer Rucho Sa'ir, which is a Sefer about the Antwerp Erev, written by Rav Pinchas Eliakim Kornfeld, page Kuf Mem Ches, Rucho Sa'ir, page Kuf Mem Ches, he writes, he thinks that it's Mestaver, if you can see from one end to the other, that's considered straight. It doesn't have to be mama straight, but if you can see from one end of the road to the other end of the road, that's considered straight. Now, presumably, if you have a big city, you could have a road that's straight, that goes for miles and miles, that you can't see because it's so far away, but that's still be considered straight as well.
Assuming there are houses on the side? Because it could curve a huge amount, you could see it like that.
What do you mean?
If it curves a huge amount, there are no houses over here, you could see.
Right. If it curves a huge amount, if you're looking straight, you can't see the end of the road.
If you
look straight and you can see the end of the road looking straight, then...
Then it could curve back.
I'm sorry?
Then it could curve back. That wouldn't be a bullish either.
I think he's saying if it basically looks straight, it doesn't have to be... And scientifically
the
straight.
The truth is, like, now we can measure scientifically speaking on Google Maps or something.
Right, but he's...
You'll find that no road is actually really straight.
Correct. Right. Now, there is, I just saw this today, in the Sefer La'are Ve'ruvo, he quotes a Chuvas Rimagash that I never saw before. He thinks the Rimagash is like this Meiri that Rosh Hasharabim has to be as straight as you could reasonably call straight. What's the Rimagash? Rima Gash is in Tshuva Simen Kaf Dalet. Tshuva Rima Gash Simen Kaf Dalet. He's commenting on the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos Zayin Amud Aleph is talking about the definition of a Carmelis. The Gemara has Ki Asar of Dimi Amar Yochanan Bein Ha'amudin Nidon Ke Carmelis. The area between pillars has the status of a carmelis. It sounds like you have the Rosh Hasharabim, but you have pillars erected in the middle of the Rosh Hasharabim. The area between the pillars is considered a carmelis. My taima, afal gab de darsi barabim, even though the rabbim walked through that area, kevin de lo mistagi lehu behedya ke carmelis dami. Since there isn't ease of access to it, it's not easily accessible, because you have these pillars in the middle, and you're walking between the pillars, so So because it's not easily accessible, that's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. That's the Gemara. Bein Hamudim is Nidon K'Karmelis. Rashi understands what's Bein Hamudim. Shehayu Amudim B'Rachba. You have pillars at the width of the area. The Tolan Behema Tagarim Pragmatia, and the merchants would hang their merchandise on these pillars. The Gama Istavos, Hayu Lifneyem, Leishishama Tagarim, and there were pillars or platforms that the merchants would sit on.
So, in like a plantia, like a Rishis Arabim, but there are pillars in the plantia,
mm-hmm.
that within the Rishis Arabim,
right? That the area between the pillars would be considered carpets. Okay, that's a Rashi read Bein Hamudim. Says the Rim Begash in Shuva, Simon Kaf Dalet. What's Bein Hamudim? Perish Kigon, Shnei Amudim, Omdim Ze Keneged Ze, Beorech Rishus Harabim. There are two pillars that are opposite each other at the length of the Rishus Harabim. Shahadavar Yadua, Shahamahalech Kenegdo Rishus Harabim, Eino Nifnas Bein Hamudim. That if you're going to be walking through the Rishus HaRabim, you're not going to enter the area between the pillars. Sharei Hamudim Asikin Kenegdo, because the pillars are blocking his path. Ela Mikanim Mikanim Malach. You have to walk around the pillars. So you have two pillars that are in the Rishus HaRabim at the length of the Rishus HaRabim, and if you're walking down the Rishus HaRabim, you can't walk. You're not going to walk between the pillars; they're blocking. You have to walk around them.
And then it's more than two pillars. I mean, it's a row of pillars. You can walk between two pillars that one is at one end of Rishus HaRabim and the other end of Rishus HaRabim.
So I don't think he means, he doesn't mean at opposite ends, he means they are arranged lengthwise. Whether there are two or ten wouldn't necessarily make a difference, even if you have two, but they're in proximity to each other in such a way that you can't easily walk between them. V'anifnas b'neihem, eino mahalich hiluch miyushar kenegdo. If you're going to walk through the pillars, you're not going to be walking straight. Alitzarachul hakim hahiluch, you have to curve your walking. Umahala keneged rocha b'shus harabim, and you have to go opposite the width of the Rishus HaRabim, ad sheyeitim mivein amudim, until you exit the area of the pillars. V'achar kach chozer ledarko umahala kenegdo al aruch Rishus HaRabim, then you can continue going on your merry way. The Kevin Shekein Havale Oso Makam Shabain Amudim Karmelis Dala Mistagile Behadya, you can't easily access it. That's the Gemara. That's how you understand the Gemara. I'm sorry?
So because you have to curve your walking, it's considered Karmelis?
Right. So the way he understands the Rima Gash is that any time you're not able to walk straight on the road, that's no longer considered a Rishus HaRabim. I mean, his lashon is, whether this is a kavana, I'm not 100% sure. His lashon is tzarachu lahakim ahilach. You have to go around. You have to take a detour. So wherever you have to take a detour, that's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. I could well argue that the Rima Gash has nothing to do with our case of a curving road. Rimagash is talking about Bein Amudim is, we have your road and you have pillars in the middle of the road that are blocking your ease of access. So you can't walk straight down this road because there are pillars blocking you. But if you have a curved road, there's nothing blocking you from going down the curved road, that can still be considered Rishus HaRabim. So I don't think...
And that's more pass just the Gemara, the way you just said.
Right, we're talking about where it's blocking you, but ain't no inyan to a curved road. You can have a road that's curved. The Meiri seems pretty clear that even the road has to be straight. Again, the road is below Mefulash Mideis Rashim, Biyosher, or below Shoikum. The Rimagash, I could well argue that is, even if the road is curved, but if you can go down the road, as curved as it is, that could still be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Yeah. Okay. There are other Rishonim that don't have the term mechuvan at all. They only write mefulash. So, for example, in the Smak, Simon Reish Pebez, mefulash mishnei stadim. So, open from either end, but doesn't necessarily mean straight. Ravia, shinayin tes, mefulashim mishar lishar. And the most extreme formulation of Rishonim, the other extreme, is the Chuvas HaRivash, Simen Tuf Hei, that even if you have something in this shape, in a Dalet shape, an L shape, that's considered a Rishis HaRabim as long as it's not blocked. Lashon HaRivash, Simen Tuf Hei, Im HaYurashe Mevoa Sa'ir Psuchel Mesila Mishnei Rashayim, if the entrances to the roads are open to the main road on either side. Afim hayu akumin kamin dalid, even if they're curved, they're crooked like a dalid, dinam kamin fulash, and that is a dinam of fulash. So mefulash just means that you can't have a dead end in the middle. But as long as you can go from one end to the other, even if it curves at 90 degrees, that's still considered mefulash. Then, in the Sefer Yetzias HaShabbos, Rabbi Moshe Weissman, that he spends a good part of Simon Aleph and Simon Beis trying to demonstrate that all the Rishonim who use the term Mefulash without Mechuvan could agree to the Rivash, that as long as it's not a dead end in the middle, that can be considered Rishis HaRabim. And even those Rishonim, some of the Rishonim that say Mechuvan, he argues Mechuvan doesn't have to be absolutely straight.
You said Rashi says
Pathia
doesn't needs to be
in
Fulash. What was your source for that? Which Rashi?
The Rashi
and
that
Beis
in
Arabic. Tough
Beis? Yeah.
He definitely doesn't say it explicitly.
He's
talking about the Mormon Beis.
You mean the Rashi we
quoted
last time?
On Beis? I don't know. I'm just asking. You said Rashi says
Pathia
needs to be in Fulash. On Arabic, it doesn't seem like he said that. Because Beis is talking about
Mormon. I'm sorry. The two separate things. Are you saying what we quoted today, or we quoted last time?
Last time,
Rashi on Daf Beis and Erevin, when he defines Rishis HaRabim, has Mefulash as one of the criteria for Rishis HaRabim, which includes Esrati or Platio.
Mefulash is
Hilchav Kohav Rishis HaRabim, Batsi Amelah. No, he says Mahi Rishis HaRabim, Sratia, Platio Gedola. Hilchach lo av rishis harabim bas mitas ayin amar rofa mefulash mi beis rashin.
Yeah, he says that.
That's modifying all the rishis harabim he's been talking about.
He's talking mashma this case. In this case, it's a mavo, isn't it?
The context of mishnah is a mavo, but that's part of the definition of rishis harabim. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's more obvious to read it that way, but because of the fact that the Gemara didn't say it that way, it makes more sense to say.
The fact that the Gemara doesn't say what?
The Gemara only says Mevoas and Mefulash, and you don't say that.
Well, the Gemara doesn't say anything about Mefulash. The Gemara just, that's an adjective. Mevoas out of Mefulash is just a rabbin. That's the adjective of Mevoas. The Gemara never mentions, the Gemara never says Mefulash is a criterion for just a rabbin definitionally.
Otherwise, I don't say it.
What do you mean?
It implies Mevoas needs to be Mefulash. At least
I'm sorry? It's a Mevoas, in order to be just a rabbin, has to be Mefulash or just a rabbin. What about just a rabbin itself? The Rashi understands the Rishis HaRabim itself doesn't mean foolish.
But it's not obvious.
The Rashi and the Vav understand the Rishis HaRabim
doesn't
mean foolish.
You can say Mashma in this case, that's what it's talking about. Because this case is talking about Mavo. And also it would be easy. It would be easier to explain how Rashi would come out that way.
But anyway, you slice it, Rashi and the Vav is saying that Mefulash is part of the definition of Rishis HaRabim, not just of a Mavli.
Why don't we say saying Mashma in this case? That's what we're talking about. Otherwise, it'd be Rishis HaYachad.
Again, Umahi Rishis HaRabim, Sraj, Yipai, Yipdola, Kedamina, Rishis HaRabim, Sraj, Yipai, Yipdola, Kedamina, Rishis HaShabbos, 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 Yipdola, Kedamina, Hilkach lo havir shis harabim barzamit hazayin amarovav. So any rishis harabim.
Why is he saying any?
the way you say Hilkaf.
Expanding, and you say
Hilkaf. Wait, sorry, where are you back on base?
I'm in that base.
On base, you're saying Hilkaf. That's obvious. This is obviously not Mabur. This whole thing's Mabur. So Hilkaf in this case.
But why
you
is
need
it,
those two?
Why is he
in this
limiting?
Case, so we need to say you don't have one of them. What we're talking about. We're talking about Mabur, so you need to. So you can say if it's not Fulash, that might be one of the cases. That might be the case we're talking about.
Yeah, he also said, why is he going to Gemara at all of Sratya Platya? Dog the Digle Midbar. Everything is Dog the Digle Midbar. So Sratya Platya also has to be Dog the Digle Midbar. And he understands that the foolish is one of the details of Dog the Digle Midbar. I hear what you're saying, but I'm more inclined to read Rashi as that being one of the definitions of Shisarabim, just like Tezlainam is the definition of Shisarabim. That's true in any Rishus Arabim. The foolish Beis Rashi is also necessary in any Rishus Arabim.
What's he bringing from
Dovid?
It looks like he's getting
Tesainama
from
it. No, Lohan Rishus Arabim, it's modifying everything. Look, we know Rashi says the foolish is Dovid, that's Rashi in Dafav.
Yeah.
Right, that's also double the Digli Midbar. To sign on a double the Digli Midbar, and Mephilosh is double the Digli Midbar. So it doesn't sound like you split. I'm sorry?
Mephilosh with the Mabur.
No, Rashi says that that's part of the definition in any case.
He doesn't say it explicitly. You can read it either way. I mean,
Rashi says,
I wouldn't read it that way right away, but just looks at the Gemara and doesn't say it otherwise.
That's what Rishis Arabim is.
This is a Mabur, correct? This is
a case here?
What I'm saying, Masma, this is a case where we have a Mabur, which is all those and the Fulash.
The case of Arvin Derech Rishis Arabim. But you're saying Derech Rishis Arabim is only a Mivos HaMefulash of Rishis Arabim, not Rishis Arabim itself? The Gemara, Rashi and Asbav is commenting on the Gemara, Kesem Arvin Derech Rishis Arabim. So you're saying Derech Rishis Arabim is only Mivos HaMefulash of Rishis Arabim, not Rishis Arabim itself, not Sratya Nopatya?
Is this talking about Sratya Nopatya?
I think it'll be talking about everything.
You can make an Erev on Rishis Arabim, Sratya Nopatya.
You could make an Erev. Well, that's what I was asking. What is the form of... Can you have a Suez HaPesach on a...
If you can't, then you wouldn't even ask in the first place. Otherwise.
I'm trying to just understand also, where is this like among Halacha L'maisa Nafina? Didn't we translate Sratya and Platya? Platya is the... the gathering place, and Sratya was which one?
Intercity Highway.
Yes, I'm saying, so your deity that you're saying is only true by a Mavui,
yeah,
is saying what La Locha? That's not true by...
It's not true by Sratya Platya.
I'm saying, but a Platya anyways, it's just Ainan Nidan doing the Mariah. The Platya has to be straight. Is that, Rabbi Zilber, are you trying to say that theoretically...
Well, that's what we discussed last time. I'm not...
You're saying that's what I...
We're going back on the last year.
Okay, fine.
Catch up, sorry.
Yeah, no.
It's a
Cedric.
I think he's talking about any Rosh Hashanah here. Rachav Tezayin Amba, Yerushim and Sinba, Shishim Rebo.
But how does he get that from the Gemara?
Vein
Bachoma. Why does he get that from the Gemara, though? I wouldn't
have
a
you think that's the definition of Rosh
Hashanah. But the Gemara says... Only says it on the Vavos.
She's making a general point.
This is that. Gemara says case of Arvin Derech Rishis Arabim, but this is what. Okay, so you could. Anyway, you slice it. Rashi is defining here in the Vav what are the ingredients for Rishis Arabim, and that's true for any Rishis Arabim.
Rishis Arabim or. Rishis Arabim, that's a Mabur.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying. Fine, so let's look at that a little more carefully, and I just want to move on a little bit. Okay? Okay, so again, we have Rashi, maybe Ritva, maybe Ramban, who say there's a requirement in Bechuvan, which in the extreme, Meiri's formulation has to be as straight as possible. Possibly, you could argue that it doesn't have to be super straight, it just has to either not curve significantly, or then you have in the other extreme, the Rivash, that as long, even if it curves at a 90 degree angle, that's still considered mefulash. And you have other rishonim that use the term mefulash and amechuvan, which may or may not agree to the other extreme of the rivash. Now, everything that we've explained until now in Rashi, we've been operating with the girsa lefanenu without the parentheses. If you look back carefully at Rashi and daf vav, Rashi says, "Mash merachav sheish esrei ama, v'yirshem mitzuyim b'shishim riba ve'ein b'choma, shahayir shisaram shalom luchuv mishar l'sha." Now there is a girsa here that's in parentheses that the Rush does have in his citation of Rashi that has the word O. And what does that mean? That's significant. Mash merachav sheish esrei ama v'yirshem mitzuyim b'shishim riba ve'ein b'choma. There's no wall. Oh. Shahaya Rishis Arabim Shalom Mechuvan, or the Rishis Arabim is straight. So that's Mashma, that only if you have a walled city does it need to be straight. Again, Rachav Tazayin Amah, the ear Shemitzim HaShishim Ribo, the Eim HaChoma, and there's no wall. Because if there's a wall, it'd be Rishis HaYachid. Oh, even if there was a wall, Shahayir Rishis HaRab Mishalom HaChuvan, even if there was a wall, if the Rishis HaRab would go straight from one end to the other, if the road goes straight from one end to the other, that's also a Rishis HaRabim. So if you're reading the O, if you have the gears of the O, your requirement to Mefulash is limited to a walled city. If the city is not walled, doesn't have to be Mefulash at all. If the city is walled, then in order to still be Rishis HaRabim, it has to be Mefulash.
Uh-huh. It's interesting. I'm a person for Kis V'Yad, so I just opened up two Rashis, one from the 1200s, one from the 1300s, and the National Library of Israel puts them all over.
Okay,
there.
Yeah.
So they, both of them have the girsa of O sheyehe rishus harabim. They also change Ohio, and they have the word yehe.
Well, shahaya or yehe, I don't think makes a
difference. No, it doesn't make a big difference. They both have the O. Well, so I was trying to figure out what was going on there.
So what are the kiss we got are doing at?
I'm looking at the, one of them is the, one second, I just pulled it off. One of them is, from the Munich from the 13th century.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is, who is this here? It's like in France. This is the, it looks like,
okay, fine, whatever.
Good.
That's the Gersa that the Rush had with the O. So according to that Gersa, it sounds like, if I have a walled city, then in order to be Rishis HaRabim, it has to be straight from one end to the other. If I don't have a walled city, then it doesn't have to be straight at all. Now, maybe it still can't be blocked, you can't have a dead end. Maybe it still has to be mefulash on some level, but it doesn't have to be mechuvan. Rashi says mechuvan has to be straight. According to the Skira, it's limited to a walled city. But why should that be? Why would you distinguish between a walled city and an unwalled city, an open area, in terms of the requirement of mechuvan? So Rabbi Willig points out, this is printed in, Rabbi Willig has pieces on Erevin in the back of the Am Mordechai on Shabbos. So this is in those pieces, Simon Beis. But a lot of others say this as well. I saw a similar idea in the Teferis Yaakov. I saw it in Rabbi Bloy's Siva Shabbos. I saw it in the footnote in the Ramban on Daf Nun Tes. And this is all based on a famous Chazon Ish. I don't know if you had a chance to look at the Chazon Ish. We'll get back to it when we talk about Asir Rabim. We just have to mention it now for our context. The Chazon Ish in Simon Kuf Zayin, Os Hey to Os Zayin. Simon Kuf Zayin, Os Hey to Os Zayin argues that within the sugya of Asur Rabim Vali Mechista, that if you have traffic, that traffic can be mevatel a certain kind of halachic mechitza. So the Chazon Ish argues that doesn't apply in the following situation. It doesn't apply if I have three walls that are omein merubah laparetz. I have three walls that are more solid than open, and I don't have any gaps that are more than 10 amos wide. So these are all things that we'll have to discuss in their context later, but he's assuming, like the Beis Ephraim against the Mishnah Yaakov, that the din of Pirtzei Yeser V'Yeser is a din, the din of Pirtzei Yeser V'Yeser is a din d'Rabbana, not a din d'Oraisa, meaning even if you have a Pirtzei Yeser V'Yeser, that doesn't invalidate min ha-Torah. So therefore, on a derisa level, even if I have pierces that are more than 10 amos wide, if I am enclosed on three sides, that's going to be Rishis Hayachid min ha-Torah. So if I have, none of these are working. I think the picture of the Chazon Ish looks something like this. But these are, this is a city block. Let's do it this way. Okay, this is a picture of the printing of the Chazon Ish. So these are apartment buildings. Okay, you can come closer if you can see. And these are, where it says Rishis Harab, and these are streets. So if I'm standing on this street, I'm enclosed with one mechitza on this side, that's the dead end. I'm enclosed by a mechitzas omin ruba laparis on either side where there are apartment buildings, because there's more solid space than open space. Mm-hmm. So if I'm standing over here on a d'oraisa level, I'm standing in a Rishis Hayachid, because I have omein ruba laparetz over here, omein ruba laparetz over here, and this is totally omein. So I'm enclosed by three mechitzos min hator. Okay? Now once I do that, so then I can continue onto the next street, and the Chazon Ish also assumes that once I create a halachic mechitza min haTorah, if I'm saying Omi Ruba Laparit, so I view this entire area as solid. So now this red line, which is a halachic mechitza, because it's part of it's a parutz, but it's less than the omeid. So I create a halachic mechitza over here. So then I can go into the next cross street, and I'm already enclosed with this halachic mechitza and the apartment buildings on either side of that cross street. So anytime you have your standard urban setup with apartment buildings and more solid space on the side of the street than open space, I have Rishis Hayachid min ha-Torah.
You need how many of those?
Well, you can just continue on going.
Any need to be solid, 100%?
I'm sorry?
Any need to be 100%
solid? None of them need to be 100% solid. So the details of this and the layers of Kiddush here we'll have to discuss when we get to Asur Rabim, but Hanogei L'Nyaneinu is that if I have this kind of a setup, so then, in your standard urban city, you're going to basically have a series of Rishis Hayachis, because every street is going to be Omim Ruvala Paritz. And the only situation in which you don't have that would be a city where you have a street that goes from one end to another straight through, that isn't blocked on this side, isn't blocked on this side. So in Rashi's ear, Sheyesh Lachoma, if I have a wall over here and a wall over here, the only way I could have a Rishis HaRavin going through the city is if it's Mechuvin, if it's straight from one end to the other, such that I don't have a third side that's blocked off to create a Rishis HaYakid Min HaTorah. So if you accept this Cheshvin of the Chavanish, then you could understand why Mechuvin is only relevant in a walled city. But then Rabbi Willi points out, nowadays, based on this Chazanish, all of our cities essentially would have the din of an Ir Sheyesh Bachoma, where in order to create a Rishis HaRavin Min HaTorah, it would have to be straight. What do we assume lahalacha? The lashon of the Mechaber, back to Siv Zayin, Eizu Rishis HaRabim, Rechavos HaShvachim HaRechavim Tazayin Av, Ve'ena Mekurim, Ve'en Lam Choma, Ve'afilu Yesh Lam Choma, Im Hei Mefulash and Mishar L'Shar. So the Mechaber seems to favor the Girsa of Rashi with O. Because he says the requirement of Mefulash is only when you have a city that has a wall. And he only says Mefulash, he doesn't say Mechuvan. He doesn't have Rashi formulation of Mechuvan. He only has Mefulash. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham Sif Katan Vav, when the Mechaber says Mefulash, the Magen Avraham says Shashar Mechuvadim Zeh Keneged Zeh. So he understood that Mefulash was Lav Dafka, and it really means Mechuvan like Rashi.
Well, what is the
Mechaber just says Mefulash, and then the Magen Avraham says Perish Shashar Mechuvanim. So Mefulash is essentially Lashon HaGemara. The Magen Avraham says that's Lav Dafka. He didn't mean to the exclusion of Mechuvan. He didn't mean to the exclusion of Rashi's straight.
The Mechaber says the Mefulash only has to be in a walled city.
If you read the Mechaber straight, he's going with the Girsa of O, then Mefulash only has to be in the walled city. Now, based on Rabbi Willis Cheshvan, that's true in any contemporary city where you have Omi Rubala Parit, not only a walled city. Rav Schechter is fond of quoting the letter that Rabbi Kasher quotes, that Rabbi Kasher discovered from Rav David Shlomo Kahana, who was the Rav in Warsaw before the war. This is printed, it was printed in Apardes, it was printed in Rabbi Kasher's essays on the Manhattan Erev, Divrei Menachem, page Mem Gimel. A letter from Rav Shlomo David Kahana, who was Rav in Warsaw before the war. He made it to Eretz Yisrael, it was in Eretz Yisrael after the war. The letter was dated 1934. He writes that the basis of having an Erev in Warsaw, even though the population of Warsaw before the war was in excess of Shishim Rivo, the reason that they had an Erev that was halachically sanctioned was there were no streets that were straight from one end to the other. He writes, Ladati ba'ayaros ketanos shederach hamelach averes ba umefulash me'ever el'ever yesh yosar chashash me'ayaros gedolos. When it comes to a small city has a greater chance of being Rishis HaRavim than a big city, because it could be you don't really need Shishim Rivo, and as we'll see, the mission of Yaakov rail that you don't need Shishim Rivo, but you need mefulash. So in Warsaw, there was no road that was mefulash from one end to the other, no road that was straight, that's why they built an Erev. But if you have a small city, Small city, you don't know Shishamibo, maybe you don't need Shishamibo, there's more of a chance that you have a road that goes from one end to the other straight. So in Rav Schachter's view of the world, that in New York City has no road that's Mechuva and Mishar Lashar, so New York City would not be Rishus Arabim, but Tannersville could be Rishus Arabim Daraisa, because Main Street in Tannersville, population 500 and something, they had a little uptick in the last few years, it was under 500, and now it's over 500. So Tannersville, population around 500, which has one Main Street, that is basically straight, even though it curves a drop, but it's basically straight, so that could be Rosh Hashanah de Araisa. And just to finish up, in the Kundrus Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, Yisrael Avram Abba Krieger, justifying the Frankfurt Erev, makes a similar point as well, but I think we are out of time. Would it be okay if we just finish up this topic of Mefulish tomorrow?
How long do you think, or what time, I guess? I have that class.
Yeah.
I'm available at 4:30. I don't know what works for guys. Is it?
What time do you have to leave tomorrow?
I have to be by like 5. How much longer?
Maybe half hour?
Does 4:30 to 5 work?
Or we do 4:30 to 5?
If it's not much 4:30 to 5, then that could be.
Yeah?
If that works for Rebbe.
Okay, that's